Today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kuf. We start off a new week, and we are continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Baba Basra, as we are in the, as we mentioned, the middle section. Baba Basra will be broken up into three parts. The first three parakim, again, every parak is its own topic. First parak is about Shutfin dealing with splitting up, Chalukas HaShutfin. Second parak is Harchakas Nizakin. Third parak is Chazakos, of property or of usages. Then we have the middle prakim, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh parak is all about all the Hamochers. Again, each one Hamocher Sfina. We all had the Agaritas at the beginning of the fourth parak, and Hamocher Paris, many Umdin is, what is assumed when people sell things and buy things, and now we're in Hamocher Paris and Beis Kur, and then by the Shemana soon, we'll get up to the third part of Baba Basra, which is 8th, 9th, and 10th. Again, each one of those is separate, but it's considered this the third part. Yesh Nochlin is all about Yerusha, Mishames is about Shchiv Mira, and Get Pasha, which is about Shtaris. Okay, that's the end, but today we have Baba Basra Daf Kuf. Says the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Tes Amid Beis. Mishnah. Let's say somebody has a public thoroughfare that's going through his yard. Where people go to shul walking through my yard, and it's been a known fact, it's been that way for years. People have there's a way to get through the shul through my yard. And let's say I decide, you know what, I can't deal with this anymore, I'm going to move this path to a different spot. You know, I'm not going to take it away. I know many people use this, but I'm going to move it to a different side of the field. I want to plant something here. Says the Mishnah, Natzla v'nasa mehet lehem min atzad. Let's say I took from them, and I gave them the same equal path on a side of my field. So the Mishnah says, tough luck. Mashinasa nasan, whatever you gave, meaning the new path that you just gave the public belongs to the public now, and they're allowed to use it. V'shelo lo igiyu. And what was yours, and the original path also is not considered your private rishus. It still belongs to the rabbim, and they could use both paths now. So it's tough luck. It's kind of like tmura. You try to do something, you try to switch it, and it both belongs to the Beis Hamikdash here too. It both belongs to the public. Good. So what about now a couple of separate halachos? If you sell a derech hayachid, what is a derech hayachid assumed? Dalaramos. Is a derech hayachid. Derech harabim, sheshes riyama. Derech harabim is 16 amos. We've discussed in the path the shita of the Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch quotes a yesh omrim in Hilchas Erevin that maybe your shusha rabim is not only 16 amos, but you need 600,000 there each day. So where does he get that from? The Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha have a long discussion. Where does he get that from? But that is a major kula that many Erevin rely on. Because as we know, we mentioned that you can only build an Erev in a place which is considered a Rishus HaRabim D'Rabbanan. If it's a Rishus HaRabim D'Raisa, an Erev cannot be built. So if it's just, how do you get it down to a Rishus HaRabim D'Rabbanan? So one of the Heterim is that day in Shulchan Aruch. You need 600,000 there going by every day. So many, which are 16 amos wide, still do not have 600,000, so that is a kula. The other kula we mentioned is that of the Aruch HaShulchan, if you remember, who says that maybe Rishus HaRabim means the Rabim, one street. If there's one street to go in and out of a city, that's the true Rishus HaRabim. If there are many entrances and exits to a city, like we have Bizman HaZeh, you might say just the opposite, it's even busier. The answer is yes, it's busier, but ironically, each street loses some of its significance. And therefore, Rishus HaRabim has to be the significant street in the town. But that has to do with the definition of Rishus HaRabim. But it at least needs to be 16 amos wide. So Derech HaYachid is 4 amos. Derech HaRabim is 16 amos. Derech HaMelech, Ein La Shir. If a king wants to make a path, make a highway, there is no shir. The king could do whatever he wants. We'll talk more about that in the Gemara. But this is one of the rights of the king. If you look in the Mefarshim in Sefer Shmuel, when the Jews originally asked for a king, and Shmuel HaNavi and HaKadosh Baruch Hu both were very upset that they asked for a king, and Shmuel says, you know what a king could do? He could do this, and he could do that, and he could take your servants, and he could take your wives, and he could take your fields. So the Mefarshim there discuss how much of that was just a threat to try to convince Klal Yisrael to back down on their request, or how much of it was real. Because if you compare, you have to put the Parsha Shoftim and Parsha Shoftim in the Torah and Sefer Shmuel in the Navi. You got to put them together to figure out exactly what the rights of the king are. But Derech HaMelech, he definitely has certain rights. Ein LaShir, there is no specific Shir. Derech HaKever, the way to a grave. If I sell you a field, but included in that field is the way to a family burial plot. So that is also not included because it must be that I kept that for myself. V'hama'amad, and the area where the ma'amid, where the ma'amados are done after the burial, where the avelim or all the menachemim stand and the avelim walk through, hamakam yenachim, or they even used to have a suda in the days of the Gemara, they had a suda. That now we have the suda's hafra at home, but they used to have it there. So that area also is not sold. Dayanei Tzipori amru based arba kavin. The Tzipori say no. The Ma'amad you give four kav. Four kav is the area. Rashi says on Dayanei Tzipori lo is parish. Not sure who these judges of Tzipori were. Rashi says lo is parish. So I don't know what the Rabbi Kiva Eger doesn't say here. Many other times he does. Whenever Rashi says I don't know, he quotes to look at his commentary in Brachas. I think it's about Daf Chafei or so, where he quotes 25 places in Shas where Rashi says lo is parish. So sorry, this is Rashbam, right? You put it into the Rashbam, but quoting the Zayda. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amai Shalolo Higiyu. Back to the first line of the Mishnah. All right, it says there's a public path, and I want to switch the public path, so I give them a different road. And the din is that I lose the new road, and I lose the old road. So why is that? Amai Shalolo Higiyu. What's the problem? Linkot Pizra Valesiv. Let him sit with a stick and hit anybody who walks by. Meaning, why isn't that his? Why can't he do that? What's the problem? Why can't a person do that? The Rashbam says that the Havamina here is that it is niknet to him. A person has the right to switch it, and the old road now becomes his personal property. And yet, he cannot prevent people from walking onto his property. That's what the Gemara assumes at this point. Right, about 8 lines from the bottom in the Rashbam, the second word on the line. V'hamakshe savar, the Havamina is, tekiva tektani mashe nasan nasan, since it says what was given, the new road, bidinasa masha asa. So whatever was done, it was done. It carried through. Vidarkam kanuilo. And it switched, and the old road really belongs to him. The high diktani lohi giyu, high nemishum, the regilin b'nei rishis rabbim lavar b'kan, v'hu lo yachol lomanan, to lo avid in shilin afshe, he can't prevent them. So that's the havamina, that really the rishuyo switch, the old road belongs to him, and yet he still cannot prevent them from going on. So that's why the Gemara asks, why not? If it's his personal property now, why can't he stop them from going on? Shamas mina, should we say that we learn from here? Lo avit inish jita lanafshe, a person cannot take the law into his own hands. A big sugi in Maseches Baba Kama, avit inish jita lanafshe. Shall we say that a person cannot do that? Afilu b'makam seda, even in the place where he is losing? And we know that's not true. The Gemara there, if you look back in the third parak or so of Maseches Baba Kama, the Gemara there says that there's machlokes, whether of it in Shul Nafshe, could you take the law into your own hands or not? That's in a place of Einop Seda, where there's no loss there. But if it's a case of Makam Seda, then you could take the law into your own hands. What exactly are you allowed to do? By taking the law into your own hands? So the rush there says, maybe it's only a case where you can prove your rights. That's where we would say Avad Inish Din Lanafshe. The Gemara, the Rosh over there in Gimel in Baba Kama. V'yachol levarer shebedin hayachol lahotzi mimenu. Let's see, I could prove that you stole from me. I could prove, so I could take the loan into my own hands. I could go into your house and take the money. I could send people in to take the money because I could prove. Right? Let's say I have Edom that what you have belonged to me. So then yesh lo rishus lahatzel shelo afilu b'haka'ah. If there's no other way, so you could do that. But if you can't, let's say it's my word against your word, so I can never prove it. So then I'm going to go in and take it. No, you can't do that. Then society will cease to function. You can't do that. You're only allowed to do this in a case where it is provable. There is this big discussion in the Achronim, what type of din is this? Of it in Ishjil and Avshe. Is this, let me rephrase that, what kind of din is it? Is it a din? Should we look at this sugya of Avid in Ishjil and Avshe as a din where the parties themselves are the representatives, so to speak, of Bezdin? Sometimes the halacha is that you could be your own Bezdin. Because if you could prove it, and you see the guy is not you're not going to be able to go through the regular channels of din. So then you're able, in certain limited cases, of an inish din lanafshe. Is that how I should look at it? It is a type of din that I take upon myself? Or do I say, no, it's a heter tfisa. It's a heter. Chazal say it's not a din, but you're allowed to be matzah mamoncha in a case where Chazal say that you don't have to be matriach. Right, so that is a big discussion, whether you're acting like a Bezdin or you're acting outside the concept of a Bezdin. Big Nafkamin, the Ramah quotes in Choshe Mishpat, in Siman Dalet, in the beginning of Choshe Mishpat. Does this work? Let's say the Gemara says, Ovid in Shilin Nafshei, B'makom Sheyesh Pseida, could you do it through a guy? Could I send a guy to help me out? Could I send it to do it for me? So, says the Ramah, you cannot do it Ayidei Goy. You cannot do the Dark Moshe, there are quotes, others that allow it. So again, the Achronim say, maybe if it's really a din and you're acting as the Bezdin, then you can't have a Goy involved. Goy can't be involved. Even the Shluchei Bezdin were Jewish, right? So you wouldn't be able to do it. But if you say that it's just a Heter Tfisa, so then maybe one will be able to do it even through a Goy. Another Nafkamina, more Makaris on this, the Mishnah's Yavis, Rav Zsolti, in Choshen Mishpat, Simon Gimel, discusses this. He says, maybe that's goof of the Machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rabbi Yehuda. If you look at it, Mekamar Baba Kama, there's a machlokas, whether it only applies the makom sheyesh hefsid, or even if there's no hefsid. So again, we paskin the kulikuli amalis makom sheyesh hefsid. But you say this might be the machlokas. If you say, like Rav Nachman, that a person could do it even if there's no hefsid, because it might be a bezdin. Bezdin could function. If you have my money, period, I can get it back. So if that's it's more expansive in that way, if you're acting as a bezdin. But if according to the other sheet that says you can only get it by makam sheish hefsid, so maybe the only heter is to go get it when there's a hefsid. That's when there's a heter tfisa. But other than that, you wouldn't be able to get it. Again, this is the chakira in Ovid Yinjil and Afshe. Rishonim throughout the Shuvas Arash would discuss, can this ever be used l'maisa? Can this ever be used l'maisa? It's similar to the kol da'olam gvar type of
the Rosh
L'shitasa, right? The Rosh says kol da'olam gvar because the moser nefesh. Well, the kriisha won't work because the Rosh says there that whoever it truly belongs to will be moser nefesh more, and the true owner will really get it.
And by that time, he doesn't have.
And you're not allowed to be tofes it back. He says, not allowed to be tofes it back. It might be l'shitasa, so that it's a real din. Okay. Good. So that is the issue of Ovid Inish Dila Nafshe. A little bit about that discussion. But back to the Gemara. So the Gemara, we just had a question. The Gemara says, why is it that if I give up a different track in my field, the first one also belongs to the public? Why? It's mine. Why can I prevent people from going on it? Does this prove that I'm not allowed to take the law into my own hands, even Makom Seida, because here I'm losing something? The Gemara answers, no. Three answers. Three answers to what the shot of the Mishnah is. Number one, Amar Azvin Mishpei the Rava, Gezerah Shema Yitin Lahen Derech HaKalason. Really, Me'ikir Hadin, you're allowed to do the switch. And this belongs to you. But this is Gezerah, Hefker Bezen Hefker. They can do whatever they want with people's money. A Gezerah that you might give them a crooked, bad path to the public. So that's not fair to the public. So therefore, Chazawar goes there. Any path that you take will be not acceptable. The Rashbam says, so what? What if there's a crooked, bad path, so why won't they get together and take him to court? It's like the Rashbam quotes the Gemara that we've had in the past, when you have two partners that own a pot, it's never going to get hot. That's the lashon of the Gemara elsewhere, and that is, if you send two people to do a job, it's probably not going to get done. You got to send one person to do a job. One person in charge, and in that way, it will get done. If not, then it will be a problem. Like fourth to last line in the Rashbam, the kedera de shutvei lo chamima v'lo karira. We had that earlier. Right? The pot of shutfin, right? So that's why you got to send one. That's why even if you say that it's going to be bad, they'll take care of it, they probably won't take care of it. So answer number one is gzera, they might make a bad path. Rav Mishar Shemifei, the Rav Amar, number two, b'notzen lahem derech hakalason. No, it's an ukimta. The Mish is talking about a case where he gave them a bad path. In a chinami, if they gave them a good path where nobody loses, so then he would be able to prevent them from going on. And number three, Rav Ashi Amar, kol min hatzad derech hakalason hi, krov alazeh rechok alazeh. No, anytime you move it to a side, that is not, you can't be looked at as that's better, because it's better for one, is worse for the others. You just have to, depending on what side of the street you live on. So that is why it's always not allowed to switch the paths because you're generally hurting somebody. The Meiri does say in Baba Kama, in the sugi where this comes up, on Nafchav Zayin, if it's a case where really, it's according to this Shita, this third day, where it's really not hurting somebody, let's say you live at a dead end. You live at a dead end, so everybody has to come from one side of the dead end and come through here. So it really doesn't make a difference to anybody whether the path is on the right side or on the left side, because they're all coming from the dead end. So then Echinami, you would be able, even according to this third opinion, you would be able to prevent people from going on. So those are three opinions, Pshat in the Gemara. Says the Gemara continuing, V'lei malehu shaklu didchu v'havu li didi. Why can't he just say to them, you take yours and I'll take mine? Why can't he say that? So in the case where the case of the Mishnah where you have to give up your field, the Gemara persists and says, why is that? Why can't they just take one? One of these is his. So Hamani Rabbi Eliezer, it's based on Rabbi Eliezer Shita. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Rabim Shabiru Derech La'atzmam, Ma Shabiru Biru. Because the din is, once the public trods on a certain path, that itself, and you didn't say anything right when they started, and now they have a certain type of chazaka on it, so therefore you can't say anything, and you can't prevent them from continuing their activities. So even if you try to switch it, it's tough luck. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, Lo Rabbi Eliezer, Rabim Gazlonim Minu, what do you mean, whatever they choose? What if the Rabim decides to go through your property? They could do that, whatever they want. They're a bunch of Gazlonim. Amar of Gidla Marab, no, the case is Biru, is this case. Kigon Sha'abdalahen Derech Ba'osa Sadeh. There was, let's say they used to have a path through your yard, but then you did construction. So they couldn't walk through your field for a while. And now you finished, and now they're going back. They can't remember where in the field was the path. So in that case, so they can't do it. They can't just come into your field without any basis. But if they had a path, and now they can't figure it out, then they could choose, and whatever they choose is binding. And surely in our Mishnah, the Gemara says, based on the Rosh Baal, really Mishnah, where you gave them a path. Where you gave them a path, then it's going to be theirs. Here, even if you didn't give them a path, it's just that they had a path, they're allowed to take any path in the field, unless you give one to them. But surely, if you gave one to them, it'll be their rights to have that in the Mishnah. Semicolon. Ihachi, finishing up, Amai Amar Abba Barav Huna, Amar Rav Ein Alacha Krebi Eliezer. If this is true, this makes a lot of sense. In a case where, Avdol Ahem Asaderech, so the Rabbim should be able to choose a path. So why did Rabba say the halacha does not follow Rabbi Eliezer? Manda masniha lo masniha. Don't put these two statements together. The Rabbi Eliezer, the limit of Rabbi Eliezer to the case of Avdol Hanaderech, if you say that, then you do paskin like him. It's only if you have a more expansive understanding of Rabbi Eliezer. So that's when we would say that we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Period. So now the Gemara says, we're going to go with the Rashbam's Girsa, which is not our Girsa in the Gemara. Our Girsa is up to the time of Mai. The Rashbam adds in, fourth to last skinny line in the Rashbam. Hachi Garsinon, says the Rashbam. Ularaba Barav Huna, Masnison, time of Mai. We're going back to Rabba Barav Huna. According to Rabba Barav Huna, since he says the halacha is So the Gemara says, "Kiva to Amar Ein Halacha will severely look mistam Masnisa and Rabbi Eliezer." So if according to Rabbi Bar Afuna, who says the Halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer, so how does he learn the Mishnah? We just had this whole 10 lines with the Maskana of the Mishnah is based on Rabbi Eliezer's Shita that wants the Rabbim take a field that's theirs, and the case was Avdalei Maderech, and surely if he gives them a Derech, but according to Rabbi Bar Afuna, we don't pass him like Rabbi Eliezer, so he has to come up with a different basis for the Mishnah. Again, why if the person gives over one of the paths, then he loses both. So, for time am I, Mishum, the Rav Yehuda, the Amr of Yehuda, meets Meitzar, Shech Zeko, Bo Rabim, Usser, Lekalkalo. This we've had a number of times already in the Masechta. A Meitzar, a border to your field that Rabim were Machzigin, you can't ruin it. You can't dig it, you can't plant it. So it's based on a different sheet, not Rabbi Eliezer, then Mashabiru, Biru, but just Rabim were Machzigin in a certain area, so then they get to keep it. Good. Okay, now a couple of important lines that have to do with Kenyan Chazaka. Whenever anybody gives a shiur on Kenyan Chazaka, many times they start with this Gemara right here, coming up. Sometimes they start with the Gemaras we've had before. We had the Gemara in Baba Kama, Tafirav, Kenyan Chazaka, other Gemaras we've had throughout the Masechta about Kenyan Chazaka, but this is one of them, because this also smacks of Hashkafic aspects of Chazakas. That's why people like to start with this one. People. Anybody who gives a shiur on Kenyan Chazaka. Says the Gemara of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabim b'may kanule. Rabbi Eliezer, we said, the Rabim are mevara themselves a path in your field. What kind of Kenyan do they do there? What kind of Kenyan do they do in the field? B'may kanule. Right? What's the, how do they do it? So who is this question on? Who is this question on? So it says the Rashbam is going on a specific sheet in the Gemara, but the question is, fifth medium line, but my kanula, v'chiba diber kanula? We want this path. That sounds like what the Gemara says. They could choose. So that's how they're calling it. We want this path. So the Ritva says maybe it could be on all the sheets we've had already. But what, how are they calling it? Bihi lucha. They're calling it by walking on it. Detanya halach ba la'erka ularachba kana makimi lucho divri Eliezer. But as it says, you walk on it. You walk on it. That already is enough of a reflection of an owner. I can't walk on your property unless I have permission to be there. And unless I'm the owner, so therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says, by walking on it, v'chachavim omrim, ein hilach mo'al klum, atche yachzik. Walking on it doesn't do anything, right? You got to do a chazaka, you got to dig, you got to put up a fence, you got to maybe spread out your fruits. You got to do a kinyan chazaka on the land. So this is a machlokas in the Gemara. It's also a machlokas Rishonim. In other cases, we had, the Gemara I just mentioned earlier, the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Yiralef. The Gemara there says, when are you konet? I'm sorry, Daf Tes. I think it is. I'm going to bring it here. I think it's Daf Tes. Mechidayish Amitzri. The Lashon used in the Gemara there, when you trample on the borders. So what does that mean? So some Rishonim say, literally, you walk on the borders, that's the Kenyan. Look at this Gemara, according to Rabbi Eliezer. The other sheet that says, we don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer. It's go like the Chachamim. When it says, Bechidayish HaMitzri, it means when you walk on, trample on the borders, then you do a Kenyan Chazaka. So you always have to know, when is Chazaka just walking, when is Chazaka just meaning more than that. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, my time at Rabbi Eliezer, what's the source for Rabbi Eliezer that just walking on the borders is enough? Tichsiv, it says by Avram Avinu, a few weeks ago, get up, Avram. Walk across this wonderful land. It's length and width because I'm giving it to you. Listen to the parsha shir that week. We discussed the Klei Yakar. What is the double lashon? There's two types of kinyanim in Eretz Yisrael. There's a kinyan of the Gashmias. There's a kinyan of the Ruchnias. You have to have a little of both, which we'll refer to again in a minute. But that was the Klei Yakar on that Gemara. So kum esalik ba'aris la'arkol la'rachba kilechot nana. It's easy. Avram Arita's just walking around, and he's ready, Kone, Eretz Yisrael. The Rabbanan. What about the Rabbanan? What do they say? That you have to do an actual Kinyan Chazaka. So I was Avram just walking around. Hasa Mishum Chavivusa de Avraham Utakamar Lehachi. He just said it because of the belovedness of Avraham. He wanted to make it, give something to Avraham. And by walking on it, that would help Avraham out. He wasn't Konit. He must have done a Kinyan Chazaka also. But he was a Konit this way. But how would this make it easier? Kidei sheyehei noach lichbosh lebnei banav. By walking on it, it will be easier for his children to conquer it. What does that mean? How does Avraham Avinu's walking on this land make it easier for his children to conquer? Two ideas. One is the Rashbam. Look at the first wide line. Rashbam. Kadesh de Noach, Dahavi Lahu ki Yershim, Velo ki Gazlanim. He'll walk on it, so that will be the first step in being Konit, but then he will own it. And if he owns it, so then his children will be Yershim, and they won't be Gazlanim, Velo Yerush. That's number one. That relates to the first Rashi in Chumash. First Rashi in Chumash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why is my celebration there? To teach me that the land, Eretz, the whole world, belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and whoever he decides to give it to, that's who he gives it to. And we are not Gazlanim, so if he decides to give Eretz Yisrael to Bnei Yisrael, so that's it. So here too, Tabel Kiyarshim Loka Gazlanim, number one.
So how would they be Yarshim?
Sorry?
How would they be Yarshim?
So I get, even according to the Rabbanon, after the walk, he would do a Kinyan Chazaka. But walking all across, that itself plants a connection in the land. Maybe especially, this is a lot of Mara Zion issue. A lot of what other people think. If you see somebody walking around the land, that itself will make him at least a partial owner. That's what you have to say. And then he'll do the full Kenyan afterwards. But then he also adds, V'lo yehe reshus l'satan l'katreg V'lo pischon pe'al l'bal midas hadin. Or the satan won't be able to complain. Don't give it. Because once he's walked on it, seems to be that it would be easier for him to keep it. That's the Rashbam's derech of Noach Lichbosh L'Benibandah, because you'll be a Yoresh, or the Satan will be prevented. That's how a number of the Rishonim here discuss it. If you look at the Ramban, I think you can give a different shot in the Gemara. The Ramban, which Ramban? The Ramban in Lech Lecha. The Ramban in Lech Lecha, famous Ramban. The Ramban in Yud Beis Vav. Not this yet. Rabbanan Yud Beis Vav. Vayavar Avram Ba'aretz An Mekom Shechem. Talking about Avram Avinu. He goes to Shechem. Omer Lecha Klal Tavinoso Kobachol HaParshios Abos. Beidin Avram Yisrael Yaakov. Let me tell you a principle, says the Ramban, which I made famous. This is the first time he says it, though, in Chumash. He says it many times throughout Sefer Bereishis. That is a principle that's going to tell you a yisod about all Sefer Bereishis. V'hu inyan gadol, his kiru, rabosein b'derach k'tzara, komash ira la'avos, simin labanim. What we call Maisa Avos Simin Labanim, says the Ramban, again, Yud Beis Vav. V'lochein ya'arichu haksuvim b'sipur hamasos, v'chathiros ha'be'eros, v'shar mikrim. So many mundane events that occur in Sefer Bereishis. It's all about the Avos setting the tone for the Banim. Their lives are a blueprint for the destiny of Klal Yisrael. V'yachshav achoshei bohem ki'ilu heim dvar miyutarim she'en bohem to'elas. You read Bereishis, why is he going to Shechem now? Why is Yitzchak digging wells? Why is Yaakov doing this? V'kulam ba'im l'lamid al ha'asid. They're all to teach for the future. Ki'kasher yavo ha'mikra l'navi mishloshes ha'avos, yizbonein mimenu ha'davar ha'nigzar lavo l'zaro. Whatever it is, it's going to come. It's going to come to the children. Vada ki kol gzeiras irin kasher tetsi mikoch gzeira lapoal dimyon ti gzeiras kaimas lakapanim. So that's why you have many times not on the Torah. Yirmiyo, he quotes examples in Yirmiyo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded them to do things. Roll on this side, roll on that side. All different actions to allude to what will be in the future. He quotes Yirmiyo. He quotes Elisha. Ulafichach yenzoaf hechzik HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Avraham ba'aretz va'asalo dimyonot. Understand this. And that's why he goes to Shechem, because he's setting the stage for Shimon and Levi. And that's why he goes, Hechzik Avraham, here, that's what he says. And then he says he went to other places. Again, he's setting the tone. He's setting the tone for all of Klal Yisrael. That's why Yaakov Avinu goes to Galus, because by Savas and Labanim, because he's the Av of Galus. And he's setting the tone for Klal Yisrael going to Galus. But maybe, I didn't see anyone who points it out, but I think it fits him beautifully. That's what it means here in the Gemara. Why does he have to walk there? Kedeshi hei noach lichbosh lebanim banav. Right? So it's easier because he's setting the tone now. Once he does it, so then it'll be better for his children. Okay, so that is the Rashbam, and relating to the first Rashi in Chumash and the Ramban. How exactly, let's talk halachically for a minute. Chavivusa to Eretz Yisrael. So the Ritva here says, how is this working? Chavivusa to Eretz Yisrael, says the Ramban. Avram Avinu Olav Hashalom Lokana Behiluch Elo Bedibur. This is what you're quoting. This really answers your question before. So how was he Kona it? How is it going to be a Yoresh? So Avram Avinu, he wasn't Kona it. He didn't do a Kinyan Chazak according to the Shita, right? He had to if he wanted to be Kona it. But this was an exception. Why? Listen to the words of the Ritva. He was Kona it Bedibur. Why? Amirasul Lagavah Kemisirasul Lahediot. Quotes our Sugya, which is the principle of, if you give something to the Beis HaMikdash, all you have to say is say it. You don't have to give it, because kinyan, right, that takes the place of regular kinyanim. Amirasa l'gavoa, kimisirasa l'hedyot. So the Mepharshim point out that this isn't amirasa l'gavoa, this is amirasa megavoa, kimisirasa l'hedyot. It's just the opposite. But you might say what he really means is that when it comes to Hekdesh and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, things work differently. That's what he means by quoting this principle. You're right, it's amirasa megavoa, but that's what it means, that kinyanim work differently when it comes to Hashem. And then that's how Avraham Avinu was koned. And then the ode, the Ritva continues, v'haksiv v'yet ahalo. He set his tent. Once you set up a tent, that's a kinyan chazak anyway. V'haksiv babi yeshiva. So therefore, that might have been enough. Good. One other point, and then we'll continue. There's a meshachachma. The meshachachma in Parshas Chukas. It's an unusual conversation that takes place between Moshe Rabbeinu when he's trying to go travel, and every time different nations he sends different types of letters to. So when he goes to Edom, so he says to them, Nabra, no, this is in Parshas Chukas, Chaf Yud Zayin, Nabra Navartzecha, let us go through your land, Lo Nabar Besado V'cherem. I'm sorry, you know what? Let me just read the next line of the Gemara, and then we'll... And then we'll continue this. The next line of the Gemara. Amar Biyosi Bar Chanina. Motim Chachamim Labi Eliezer. The Chachamim who say that walking on it is not enough, they agree to Rabbi Lazar, Bishvil Shel Kramim. If it's just a row of a vineyard. Why? Ho'ovanasalihiluch niklebehiluch. You have this row of a vineyard where people use it as a shady spot to walk, so then walking through it is nikneh to the person, because walking is that what it's made for. And if it's made for walking through, then you can be kona it by walking through. That is the reflection of Horas Bailus. Ki asu l'kamei d'Rav Yisrael Barami, when he came in front of Yisrael Barami, Amalahu, he said to them, Havule ki hechi d'dari tuna d'shabishta v'hadar. How much space do you have to give? If you have this makom hiloch, you have to give enough space that a person can be carrying a load and go walk, do a 360 with it, and he still won't bank into the walls. That's enough, how much space you have to give by the shvil. V'lo amren al d'lo mesaimin mechitzta. But this only applies if there are no, if there are walls. Because if there are walls up there, you don't want to bang into the walls as you turn around with your bundle. So that's how much you have to give. Aval, lo mesaimin mechitzta. If there's no specific walls, kiechi d'shakel kara monakara. You just need space to walk. There are no walls. Because even if you want to turn around with your bundle, you're not going to bang into anything. So the vines will be pushed over a little bit. But it's not a problem if there are no walls. The Rashbam here quotes an opposite girsa. An opposite girsa, where you might say the opposite. If there are no walls, that's when you have to give a specific amount. Because then he might rip you off and not give you the right amount. If there are walls, then you don't have to give any extra because the walls are the border. So two deos, two girsos in the Gemara. Okay, two other points. Back to the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma says, What's behind this conversation that Moshe Rabbeinu has? He sends to Edom, Navar Navar Tzecha, let us go through your field. Lo Navar Besade Uvecherem. We won't go in the field or in the vineyard. V'lo Nishta Meber. Derech HaMelech Nelech. Lo Nita Yeminu Spol Adash Ar Navar Gvulecha. Don't worry, we're not going to walk through your fields. We're going to go around. Don't worry about it. V'yom Re'lov Edom, Lo Sa'avar Bi. You cannot pen Bacher V'yitzelek Rasecha. Why? Because I am going to come after you with a sword. I'm going to fight you. No, we'll go by Mesila. We'll pay for anything we might take. We're going to go around. No, and Edom came out and started fighting them and they had to go around. So what exactly, what was they so upset about? Moshe says, we won't go through your vineyards, we'll go around. And they say, no, we're going to come out to fight you. Says the Meshech Chachma, quotes our Gemara. Quotes our Gemara about Kinyanim. And then he says, Vihine, Eretz Edom Himeina Eser Umos. Edom is from the land of the Keni Kinzi V'Kanmoni, which we had earlier, Daphnun Vav, which is only going to be ours, B'Yemos HaMashiach. We got seven lands, but the other three we're getting B'Yemos HaMashiach. V'haya Yarei Shema Yelchu L'Hachzik. But Edom was worried. He knew about this promise. He said maybe the Bnei Yisrael right now are going to do a Kinyan Chazaka on this land, and they're taking it. V'lachein Amrus. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, we're not going to go B'Sada Uvecherem. A kerem, where a person is kona just by walking through the shvil shel kerem. So Moshe says, "Don't worry about it. We're not doing that." Right, passing through Rabbanan. Right, we're not going through the kerem. We're just walking, and therefore there's no kinyan there. Derech HaMelech Nelech. So the hiluch is not going to help us. So he says, "No, lo savar bi pain b'cherev etzei." He says, "No, lefamim, we're going to have to fight you." We're going to have to fight, and if you even walk here, that's Maisa Avos Simul Abanim. That's setting the stage so it's going to be Noach Likavesh in the future for your children. So we're not even going to let you walk here because we don't want to have any, we don't want Kenyan, and we don't want Noach Likavesh Lebnei Banav. That's the conversation that's happening between Moshe Rabbeinu and the king of Edom. King of Edom. How exactly is this kinyan occurring? It's just walking, a walking kinyan. So we mentioned in the past, in this Masechta, the Shita of the Ksos. But even the Rashbam already here says it. How could Hiluch work? Where's the Rashbam about Hiluch? Nikna Behiluch, the second wide line. Derech ha-na'as ha-maisa konoso. However, you usually take part in it. So that itself is a kinyan. Tosfos here, Tosfos earlier, where we had a discussion of this, Adaf Nun Gimel argues on the Strata of the Rashbam, but we mentioned the Shita of the Ksos. The Ksos says twice, in two different places. If you want to write it down, he says it in Kuf Nun Gimel Gimel and Kuf Pei Tes Aleph. The Ksos says you only need real kinyanim, Mishicha, Hagbah, Chazaka, those types of kinyanim, when you are being kona an item. But if you're just being kona a usage, a hishtamshus, so then all you have to do is do the hishtamshus. And that itself will be enough to create a right for a usage. Where we had, the first time we quoted this is back in the second parak, where we quote by Acheskas Tashmishin, you need a taina. If I do something for 3 years in your Rishus, I might not even have to explain how I got the ability to do this. We didn't even make an agreement. So how am I koned? Says Tosfos there, and the Ksos, it says the Rush there, and the Ksos explains it, just by doing it. By doing the usage, that itself could create a kinyan sometimes. And that's what he says here, in Kuf Nun Gimel. Bemekna O, so he says,
just
doing the usage is enough for the kinyan of the shimush. Okay, let's continue now. So now we go to each of the little phrases that we had in the Mishnah. Derech hayachid daladamas. A private rishus of daladamas. Tana acher ma'omim kadesh yavar chamar b'maso. Another shita is of achirim, enough room that a donkey could pass by with his load. Amrefuna halacha kachirim. The halacha is like achirim. Dayane gola shnei gamadim umechsa. Dayane gola shnei. How much is the shear? It's shnei gamadim umechsa. Gamadim are small, right? A gamad is a midget, right? Two small amos. Small amos, says the Rashbam. Vamrefuna halacha dayane gola. And Rafuna says the halacha is like that. Vamrefuna halacha kachirim. Rafuna said the halacha is like two different people. Shnei gamadim en chamor, idividi chachirhu. It's really one shear. It's the same shear, the same amount. Derech harabim sheyes reyamo, tana rabbanon, derech hayachad arba amos, derech meir leir, shmona amos. If people make a deal to sell a certain street between cities, that's 8 amos, that's double. Derech harabim sheyes reyamo, derech harabim is 16 amos, derech ore miklat, shloshim ushtayim amos. The derech of ore miklat is 32 amos. Why does the Ari Miklat have to be so wide? Amrafuna Maikra, Dhsif Takan Lucha Haderech, Derech Haderech. He could have just said, right, Takan Lucha, it's extra. Derech Haderech, meaning the Derech has to be double, and therefore you have to make it very wide. You also might say, because you want to make sure that it doesn't fall off, you want to make this very, it's Sakana Safash is there. He's running away from the Goal Adam, so therefore you want to make it very wide. It's an interesting thought that Rav Bunim has in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, where he writes there in the first parak that he's talking about having a lot of orchim in your house. So it's interesting that the Gemara says that by the Ari Miklat, you had to put up signs. You had to put up signs where the Ari Miklat was. But by Aliyah LeRegel, no signs. Why not? They're both servicing Klal Yisrael. So you might say Ari Miklat is Bisakana. And here there's no sakana. But he says, no, different, beautiful pshat. He says, just adding on to that, he says that what happens if you don't have signs? So you have to stop and ask. You have to stop and ask. So by Alila Regel, Chazal and Torah wants us to stop and ask. Because that's the whole point of Alila Regel, all of Chayisal coming together. How do you get to your Yerushalayim? Oh, you know, let me take you. Let me help you. Oh, where are you going? What's your name? Where are you from? Oh, come on. Oh, I know them. You'll stay with us. All of Chayisal ought to come to Yerushalayim. So Dafka, they didn't put up signs there. To be able to make sure that people ask. I don't think this is a riot that there shouldn't be street signs in Yerushalayim, but and if they're wrong, they should be corrected, and the sign is should be as good as it is in any city. But that's an interesting point here about the Ari Miklat having different rules. Derech Hamelech ain't lo shir. A Derech Hamelech, there is no shir. Shah Hamelech poreitz geder lasos lo derech. And because a king could break any fences to make a derech vein melachim biyado, nobody can stop him. There is a machlokas we've shown him. Could a king do this for his own personal, you know, benefit? If you look at Rashi in Sanhedrin seems to say he could do it for his own personal usage. Rashi chtav chaf. That's where all the halachas of kings are. Chaf and rebeis. Poreis gedaras achir masos lo derech lisadehu ulakarmo. Let's say I have a vineyard. I'm the king. I want to get to my field faster. I could plow through your backyard. Rashi chaf and rebeis in Sanhedrin. If you look in the Rambam, where the Rambam quotes these halachas, it's in the context of milchama. So it could be that the Rambam holds that it's only where there's a public need, and for wartime especially, that's when the king could go through your backyard. Derech hakever ein lo shir. What about the derech of a kever? Again, to a grave, there's no shear, meaning, because if somebody's going to a grave and they're having a levaya, you can't say, oh, we can't take the rabbim, this whole funeral procession through. Why? B'shem yakra the shichvai. Right? Because it's the kavod of the dead. It's kavod ames to have a big funeral procession. And therefore, just because I sold the kever, ein la shear. Ein la shear. You can't, the achronim say, you can't go overboard here. You can't destroy the guy's field on purpose, you know, going through with the funeral procession, because that's not covered on mace either. Right? The mace would rather have paid on other people's property. So what is understood, to walk there to the kever is fine. But you can't go overboard. We always have to know what's covered on mace. Interesting, the post can talk about, you know, we know it's a tremendous chus for an avil to daven for the yamud. Right, well, Tamar the Amud. We know that say Kaddish, Tamar for the Amud. But the post can point out, let's say there's two people in Shul that want to daven for the Amud. And they both want to earn. They both want to daven for the Amud. So you know what? It's more coveted and a bigger aliyah for the neshama for a person to be a Vatran and let the other guy go. Or we think, oh, it's coveted a Meir. I have to daven. You know what? The mace, the nifter sees a person fighting down below. He's like, oh, that's coveted a mace. You're fighting. You're insulting the other guy for coveted a mace, coveted a nifter. No. It's coveted a nifter. Okay, you're right. If there's not going to be a fight. But if there's going to be a fight about it, back off, and that itself will be a greater. Always have to know what's covered on mace. Weiter. Ha-ma'amod. Dayanit Sipori Amri Bez Bas Dal Kavim. Chulo. The Mishnah said, four kavim for the ma'amod. Taner Abanan Hamocher Kivro. Somebody sells their kever. Derech Kivro. Or even if somebody sells the derech to their kever. Right? They had caves in the olden days. Mako Ma'amodo. Let's say somebody sells the place where the ma'amod is supposed to be done. Ubeis Hespedo. He sells the area where Hespedim take place, and let's say, and then he dies, you know what? It doesn't matter that he sold all these places. It goes back. Boy, b'nei mishpacha, his family could come, v'kovrin oso al karcho. You sell a burial plot, the family could come, tough luck, and bury him there. Rashbam says, the family has to pay you back. If you bought it, they have to pay you back, but you have no rights to keep it. If somebody sold his family burial plot, mishum b'kam mishpacha, because he has to be buried there. If he has to be buried there, so then you can't tie up, you can't claim that you want to keep this land. No, they have to give you back the money, but they have every right to take it back. The Ramban asks in Taras Adam, a person sold his base hespedo. Sounds like that he's being mochel on his hesped. A person can be mochel on a hesped. If a person is mitzave, he does not want to hesped him. Right? Menachem Begin. Menachem Begin said in his sava, no hesped him. They didn't do any hesped him. Right? No hesped him. It was a huge levaya, but no hesped him. Right, so you know somebody's been save. You have to listen to them. So here he sells his base hespedo. So why does the person have every right to take it back? So the Ramban gives a couple of answers. Number one, he says maybe when did this guy sell? He didn't. This guy didn't wasn't mitzave not to give him a hespedo. During his life, he was short on cash. See, he sold it. But lav dafka that was because he wasn't interested in a hesped. Number one. Number two, he says, maybe there's a difference between the family themselves coming and other people coming and want to be maspid. That also is a place that's also covered on mace. There are other answers given as well. But this is a discussion in Yaradeya. In Yaradeya, in Shin Mem Gimel, that is the simon about hespedim, talks about the importance and the achrayas of a hesped on everybody there. Shin Mem Dalin. Mitzvah gadola hospital amaze karoi. U mitzvah shiyam kolo velomer lav dvarim hamashaber nesaleiv kedei laharbas bebechia. U lahaskir shivcho. And you can't be maflig, you can't exaggerate yoser midai. I mean, you can do a little bit. U mosifin bahem ksas rak shalo yaflig. Right, so what connects to us? The next halacha in Sibyud, we should see vishlo yes we do, shomen lo. Right, if somebody commands, I don't want a hesped, you're allowed to listen to him. Pischei Tshuva quotes, unless he's the Gadol Ador. If he's the Gadol Ador, then the Tzibur needs to hesped them about him. Because they need to hear, they need to be inspired by his life. And that's why the Tshuva Me'ava quote, Tshuva Me'ava was the star Talmud of the Noda Behuda. Tshuva Me'ava quotes that when the Pnei Yeshua died, he was mitzvah not to give hesped him, and the Noda Behuda was maspid him. Because he says he was the Gadol Ador, and the Dor needs hesped him from about him. Okay, Tana Rabbanon, Ein Pochsim Yishiva Ma'amados. There are no less than seven Ma'amados. What Ma'amados we talk about? Umoshavos, standing up and sitting down. Lames. What does that mean? So the Rishonim here say that on the way back from the Levaya, and they make the Ma'amados, right? Avelim walk in between the rows, the shuros. When they make the ma'amados, they do that seven times. They stop, Avelim sit down, they tell them to get up, sit down, get up. They do that seven times on the way back. This must be, though, the original source for our minhag in many places that we do ma'amados on the way to. As we carry a niftar, the Chaver Kadisha stop, and the minhag is to say Yoshev Yisrael Elyon, and we end off with a different word each time, so we stop seven times. All of that must be based on it here, where we did it the opposite, leaving. Why do we do this? So the Rashbam explains either to be mar bebitzar, each time you stop, it's painful, it's uncomfortable, mar bebitzar, or to get rid of the shadim. To get rid of the shadim are there, so every time you stop seven times, that helps get rid of the shadim. V'ra'isi kasef ha-shadim mislavim machozim b'sakfaris, and therefore you stop to get rid of them. Okay, so that is, but again, this must be the original. It's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch quotes, the Ramah quotes, you stop a few times, Mamados. But here, it's dafka the opposite. It's coming back or going to. But again, there's a lot of minhag. Everybody just goes, just every city has a different minhagim of the Chevre Kadisha. But whatever the minhag is, at least in Chutz La'aretz, there's the 7 times going towards is common. I was the wise in Eretz Yisrael, they just stop a bunch of times. Lav Dafka 7 specifically. Yerushalayim has its own minhagim. Again, that's where this originally comes from. So you don't do less than 7. Why? What 7? Keneged, Hevel Havalam Amar Koheles, Hevel Havalam Akol Havel. 7 times of Hevel. The world is Havalam, the world is nonsense. And therefore, we have to realize what life is really about. Rather, Rabbeinu Gershom here says it's connected to Zayin Yimei Breishis. Hevel is Olam Hazeh, and Zayin Yimei Breishis is Hevel. Amalei Rav Acha Breidu Rav Alei Rav Ashi Hechi Avdi. What exactly do you do for these mamados? Amalei Kidatanya, you do the following. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said that in Yehuda, Bari Shona, lo hayu pochsim yishuvim mamados b'shavas lameis. They didn't have less than 7. Kagon, and what they do, Amdu Yikarim Amodu, the Avelim sat down, and then they say, stand up. Shvu Yikarim Shvu, and they tell them to sit down. Sit up, sit down, sit up, sit down, get up. Amru Lohim Kain, after Shabbos Mudalasos Kain. If that's what occurred, so why can't they do that even on Shabbos? Even on Shabbos, you know, if they can tell people to stand up and sit down. We know these aren't done on Shabbos. We'll see. What do you mean Shabbos? When are you bearing somebody on Shabbos? Achzid Rami Bar Papa having Nesiva Leila Rav Avya. Rami Bar Papa was married Nesiva Leila Rav Avya. The sister of Rami Bar Papa was married to Rav Avya. Shchiva, so she died. Avel Amamud Moshav. So they did Mamados who Moshavos. They did this whole process. Amr of Yosef Ta Batarti. He in general made 2 mistakes. Rav Avya made 2 mistakes about these Mamados. He had even non-relatives involved, and really only relatives should be involved. And also, you're only supposed to do it on the first day of the Yom HaKfura, and he did it even later. He did it on Yom Sheni. He made these mamados and during Shiva. So Abai and Amar Bahanamita, by the way, he made a 3rd mistake. You're only supposed to do these mamados in the cemetery, and he did it in the city already. That's 3. Uvravanamar Bahanamita. This is also made a mistake. Shainosanella Bamakam Shinog of Hasam Lo Nohag. Yeah, they didn't even have any minog to do these mamados. So again, how do you explain that this Tana, this Amar made 4 mistakes? Maybe a different minhagim or other ways. The Gemara though does not go into explaining it. But this is the discussion of the mamados. Rabbeinu Yerucham says that Bizman Hazeh, I'll just read you his Lashon. Bizman Hazeh says Rabbeinu Yerucham, Lo nagu lasos mamados kemosha yosin osa mikedem. Right? We don't do any of this. Tell them to sit down, stand up, sit down, stand up. We don't do any of that. Ela osim rak maimed echad. We do one. La'ayin la'acha shakabru osa meis osim shura v'omrim kadosh. They walk through. They put on the shoes beforehand. That gives them the shame avel. So that from onein to anidus to avelus. That's where Rabbeinu Yerucham quotes already 800 years ago. Uba ashkaz v'tzarfas hayomrim si dekadin v'yakach omrim kadosh v'menachman avel v'omr tesnachim avel zeh min hash and you accompany him home. Right, so all these mamados are not done anymore. We just do the one walking through. Meisvei finishing up. Amru lo, im kein af Shabbos, mutar lasos kein. He had the line that it should be done even on Shabbos. V'yamr beis hakvaris uvayom aleph, beis hakvaris b'Shabbos, my boy. What do you mean? How can you suggest it can be done on Shabbos? What are you doing in a cemetery on Shabbos? Be'ir asmucha lebeis hakvaros, it must be in a city that's next to the beis hakvaros. Da'am tiyuha ben hashmashas. And you're coming back, you buried before Shabbos, now you're on your way back, and it's a cemetery that is close to the city, it's not outside the Tchum, right, it's usually 50 amas out, so you came back, Bein HaShmashos. And that's what the Rashbam here quotes. Maybe this relates to the sugya of Tosefes. Is Tosefes really Shabbos already, or it's a different type of din, but maybe it was right close to the city, and that's how you could end up being there on Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow's another picture day, talking about kvaris and caves. And with Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.